Mary Wilson of The Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map.
I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, you see? See the vortices of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Well, good evening and welcome, everyone. You're now listening to Songs from the Squid Pod here on 91.5 WMFO Medford. I'm your host, Savoir Fair, and tonight we'll be going back to a very specific point in time during the 80s, 38 years ago today, to be precise. So that I can fit in as much as possible in the next hour, I'll dive right into the Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week. On this day in 1983, this single by UB40 reached number one in the UK. It reached number 34 on the US Hot 100 in 1984, but was re-released in 1988 and went to number one here in the States. Name the song. And the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week, Red Red Wine. As you may know by now, that's a cover of Neil Diamond's original song from 1967, but it wasn't the first reggae version of Red Red Wine. That distinction goes to Jamaican artist Tony Tribe back in 1969. One last fun fact about UB40, they are tied for most weeks spent by a group on the UK singles chart during the 1980s, a total of 214 weeks. The band they are tied with? Madness. If you like 80s trivia, be sure to follow me on Twitter at Squidpod Radio, where I post the 80s trivia question of the week just before the show. Kicking off the show with a little Red Red Wine, tonight on Songs from the Squidpod.
A lot of people have accused you of being narcissistic.
No, I know. People think that I'm egotistical and narcissistic, but it's not true. I, as a matter of fact, if I did identify with a Greek mythological character, it would not be Narcissus.
Who would it be?
Zeus.
It's up to you.
Red, red wine, you make me feel so fine. You keep me rocking all of the time. Red, red wine, you make me feel so grand. I feel $1 million when you're just in my hand. Red, red wine, you make me feel so sad. Anytime I see you go, it make me feel bad. Red, red wine, you make me feel so fine. Monkey packing is the band of sweet red wine. Red, red wine, you give me woolly pazing. Woolly pazing, make me do my own thing. Red, red wine, you really know how to love. You're kind of loving like a blessing from above. Red, red wine, I love you right from the start. Right from the start, with all of my heart. Red, red wine in a 80s style. Red, red wine in a modern beat style, yeah. Till I die, and that's no lie. Red, red wine can get you on my mind. Wherever you may be, I'll surely find. I'll surely find. Make no fuss, just
okay. You are back in 1983 on this day with Savoir Faire on Songs from the Squid Pod. Only on 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
Well, she looked a peach in the dress she made when she was still a mama's little girl. And when she walked down the aisle, everybody smiled at her innocence and curl. I should have stuck up my hand. I should have got up to stand. And this is what I should have said. I wanna kiss the bride, yeah. I wanna kiss the bride, yeah. Long before she met, she was mine. Don't say I do, say bye, bye, bye. I let me kiss the bride, yeah. I wanna kiss the bride, yeah. Underneath her veil, I can see a tear trickling down. And when he slipped on the ring, I knew everything would never be the same again. But if the groom would have known he'd have had a fit about his wife and the things we did. And what I plan to say, yeah, on her wedding day.
You're listening to a pre-recorded edition of Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire. Tonight, we're looking back at the charts and music events of September 3rd, 1983. And as usual, we started off the show with the subject of tonight's Squid Pod 80s Trivia Question of the Week. UB40's Red Red Wine, which reached number one on the UK charts today in 1983. That was their first UK chart topper. After its re-release in 1988, it went to number one here in the US. Speaking of the US, the Eurythmics reached number one on the US Hot 100 on this day in 1983 with Sweet Dreams Are Made of This, but I played that track a couple of weeks ago. After some Red Red Wine, we got Delirious, as in the track from Prince's 1982 album 1999. That was new to the US Hot 100 at number 74 on this day in 1983. It would eventually reach number 8. And if you are delirious after some Red Red Wine, you might make a fool of yourself after trying to kiss the bride. Fortunately for us, we simply got Elton John's take on the matter from his 1983 release, Too Low for Zero. That was sitting at number 32 on this day in 83. We started the show with a cover of Neil Diamond. How about starting the next set with a cover of Irving Berlin, only on Songs from the Squid Pod?
Putting it on, putting it on, putting it on, putting it on. be rain, could be snow, but it can't feel as cold as what you're feeling inside. And all of your friends are either married, vanished, or just left alone. But that's no reason to just stop living. That's no excuse to just give in to a sad and lonely heart. Don't forget to dance. No, 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 don't forget to smile. Don't forget to dance. No, 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 forget it for a while. 'Cause darling, darling, I bet you danced a good one in your time. And if this were a party, I'd really make sure the next one would be mine. Yes, you with the broken heart. Don't forget to dance. No, 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 don't forget to smile. Don't forget to dance. No, 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 forget it for a while.
Like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. bands behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no bands of mine. See, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance. And so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to. If we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. Say, we can dance, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, we can dance, they're doing it from pole to pole. We can dance, we can dance, everybody look at your hands. We can dance, we can dance, everybody's taking the chance.
Safe to dance, oh, it's safe to dance. Yes, it's safe to dance.
Well, she's sexy and 17, my little Distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Back here on Songs from the Squid Pod, continuing our look back at September 3rd, 1983. We started the last set with Dutch artist Taco and his take on Irving Berlin's 1929 classic, Puttin' on the Ritz. That peaked at number 4 on this day in 1983, making Irving Berlin, who was 95 at the time, the oldest living songwriter to have one of their compositions enter the top 10. Puttin' on the Ritz was first introduced in the film of the same name in 1930 and was the first song in film to be sung by an interracial ensemble. Speaking of musicals, the Kinks gave us Don't Forget to Dance from their 1983 release State of Confusion. That track jumped from number 57 the previous week to number 47 on this day in 1983. Men Without Hats cracked the top 10 this week at number 6 with their big hit, The Safety Dance. We listened to the extended club mix version from 1982. The Stray Cats closed out the set with their rockin' number, She's Sexy and 17, from their 1983 release, Rant and Rave with the Stray Cats. That track moved up to 17 this week in 1983. Plenty more to get to tonight, folks. We'll be right back.
Rockin'. 1983. On this day with Savoir Faire, on Songs from the Squid Pod. Only on 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
Really? Sure we got the right place? That one looks a little more commertagey.
I once stood in your place. And I too was disrespectful. So might I offer you some advice? Forget everything you think you know.
listening to another pre-recorded edition of Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm Savoir Faire, and I've been your host for this evening. Be sure to join me here again next Friday night at 10 p.m. sharp for another trip through the music of the 1980s. I certainly didn't get to showcase all of the great tracks on the charts or released on this day in 1983. Some notables include Michael Jackson reaching the top 10 with Human Nature, Robert Plant and the Talking Heads both popping up on the top 40 with Big Log and Burning Down the House, respectively. That being said, let's quickly run down what you did hear in the last set. George Benson was sitting at number 3 on the US Hot 100 this week in 1983. Naked Eyes' Promises Promises moved up to number 21 on the charts today in 1983. And on this day in 1991, Naughty by Nature, the 80s hip-hop artist of the week, released their self-titled debut, and we listened to their biggest hit, OPP. Now, I know we've been listening to songs as they appeared on the charts this day in 1983, but charters weren't explicitly the theme for tonight's show. And I'm also aware that 1991 isn't part of the 80s, but as I'm sure you know by now, the Squid Pod does reach out now and again to the 80s adjacent. Also, Naughty by Nature formed in the late 80s under the name The New Style. They had one album released in 89 before changing their name. The 80s hair metal band of the week is Def Leppard. Their third single from 1983's Pyromania, Foolin', first appeared on the US Hot 100 at number 85 today in 1983. That track would eventually reach number 28 on the US Hot 100, but would also reach number 9 on the mainstream rock chart. We'll end the show tonight with the Motels' second top 10 hit, which first entered the US Hot 100 on this day in 1983 at number 60. Have a great Labor Day weekend, everyone. Stay safe, get vaccinated if you haven't already, and remember, keep wearing those masks if you're out and about. Ciao.
You've been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, hosted by Savoir Faire, on 91.5 WMFO, Medford.